This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jaden Daniels, pro day today in Baton Rouge at LSU's complex. The Commanders, one of 32 teams that are there.
There's some interest.
You think there's some NFL
there's
prospects?
Some intrigue, yeah.
Some athletes at the LSU pro day. Every single team is there. A slew of head coaches, including Dan Quinn. Jaden Daniels, unbelievable this past season. The Heisman Trophy winner, the best player in college football. It wasn't close. By far, the most electric talent and the best watch. This was the guy. I get one game on a Saturday because my wife knows all day long on Sunday, your boy's going to be sitting on the couch watching the NFL. So I got to do some family stuff on Saturday. What time does Jaden Daniels play? That was kind of how my college football season went many weekends when the kids and the wife were indoors at the house and we weren't out and about doing something. But Danny, 72% of his passes completed this year, a career high. 3,800 yards, surpassed anything that he'd done previously by 900 yards. He threw for 40 touchdowns. He had never thrown for more than 17. He had just 4 interceptions. There was a year at Arizona State where he had 10 picks in sub-200 attempts. This was 236 attempts and only 4 interceptions. And with all of that, he, of course, was also one of the best ball-carrying quarterbacks in recent college football history as a rusher, 1,100 yards and 10 more touchdowns. The last 2 years, almost 2,000 rushing yards and 20 touchdowns for Jaden Daniels.
When he dropped back to pass, his adjusted yards per attempt, AK, the ball is snapped, what happens? 13.6 yards per pass attempt. Staggering. Like, more than 10% of the field taken up every time he dropped back to pass. And that's just on the throws. It doesn't account for, as you said, 1,100 yards rushing. Just staggering numbers from this guy. Made college football at the highest level look like a joke. It's not. Some of these defenses that he was going up against in other games, they were dominant. Missouri was particularly good. Remember, we talked to Spencer Rattler leading up to some combine time. And he said, well, without a doubt, that Missouri defense was really, really good. Probably the best we faced all year. LSU scored 49 points. Daniels was great in that game, as he was so often for a team that, you know, was a couple close losses away, frankly, from being able to play for a national championship type picture. Their early loss to Florida State kind of was eye-opening. That second half, they got run out of the building, quite frankly. But other than that, this guy turned in A-plus work all season long.
Nobody should think that drafting Jaden Daniels is a bad idea. You hear this with people that get dug in with their guy, whether that's J.J. McCarthy, Drake May, Daniels, Caleb Williams. It's like you have to bash the other guy. And if we're deciphering what they do well and what they do poorly, yeah, that's going to happen. Analytically speaking or based on watching games, we can go through strengths and weaknesses. That's fine. But what often takes place in this pre-draft season when teams are looking at quarterbacks is you pick a guy, and then the other guy becomes someone that you don't want. This does not have to be that way, I don't think. Jaden Daniels is an awesome prospect. He is an outstanding option. It's a crapshoot. We don't know if it's going to work or it's not. I have my concerns about several areas of his game. But you pick at the top of the draft board, and you have the opportunity to get a Heisman Trophy winner out of the SEC, who had a 40-touchdown, 4-pick season as a passer, who made some of the big-time throws down the field that he did, who is as fast and just lethal a weapon with his feet as he is. That is a winning idea. You know, that is the goal. That's outstanding. In a year where, let's just say, Drake May, who I like a lot, wasn't there, or if your guy was J.J. McCarthy, mm-hmm. if J.J. McCarthy's not there, the idea of Jaden Daniels should make everybody excited. I don't like, and I don't want this to turn into this fan base, like, picking of sides, some Sharks versus Jets thing, where we draw a line in the sand. These are good options. This is the opposite of Argo. The movie Argo, Ben Affleck directed, won an Academy Award. Argo was the name of a really bad idea that they came up with, which was the best of all of their bad ideas, to try to get Americans out of Iran at a time, true story, where they needed to do that. And the film is about that. And there's a scene where they go, that's a terrible idea. And he goes, you got any others? Basically, like, it's the best of all of our bad ideas, right? I don't know what the definition of the opposite of Argo is, what that word would be, Danny, but that's this. Doesn't mean you're going to get it right. You might get it wrong. But right now, all these guys are is draft prospects. Daniels is a special one. May is a really good one. J.J. McCarthy is a very solid one. Caleb Williams is an all-time generational type prospect. There's a bunch of them. It doesn't need to be that you like one and hate the rest.
Right. So when we're doing points of comparison, you can have preferences. But and I think that's normal and that should happen, right? I mean, that's human nature. The thing that I've been surprised by, as to your, kind of to your point, is I don't know if tribalism is the right word, but it becomes, if you like Drake May, you have to hate Jaden Daniels or something like that. And then the kind of the reverse is true. That's the part that's been so confusing to me. As the way I think of it is, I'm so tantalized by what I perceive as the ceiling of Jaden Daniels, I just kind of ignore the rest of it. There are things that should concern everybody, right? Including the guys that are making this pick. And I think that's probably true with every one of the prospects this year. I don't know that there's a clean, full-fledged, bona fide, this guy's obviously number one. And even somebody that did fit that bill, say a Trevor Lawrence, I think is largely disappointed in his time in the NFL. He's been good at times, been really good at times. Also been fine, even pedestrian at times for Jacksonville. So there's no surefire thing. If it was simply a math problem, you would just do the math problem, take the next guy and, you know, go achieve. But of course, there's a lot more to it than that. So there's also fit consideration. I still don't quite know what Cliff Kingsbury's offense is going to be. Anybody that claims they do that's not named Cliff Kingsbury or in one of these meetings with Tita Pritchard and Brian Johnson and company is probably selling you something. You're basing it on something in the past. Did they run what they ran in Arizona because Kyler Murray's 5'6"? I have no idea. Is it because that's all he wants to run? I don't know. We're going to see who, you know, if Jaden Daniels fits what they want, not only this year, but over the next 4, 5, 6, 7 years, then yeah, sign me up. If it's not, we should probably know that at some point, right?
I think here's a clear way to make my point. I really wanted Josh Huff in free agency. I made that clear. I think he's Bryce Huff, rather. Josh Huff is a wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles.
You could want Josh Huff, too. He hasn't really done much.
Right. But I really, really wanted him. I also liked and would have been okay with Jonathan Greenard, who was my second favorite pass rusher. I also would have been fine with Dorrance Armstrong down the pass rushing depth chart in free agency, who was going to be cheaper and more familiar to Dan Quinn and the staff. That's the guy, by the way, they ended up signing. I wanted Huff. Doesn't mean I have to dislike Greenard, who's also really good and on the market looking for money. Got similar cash. Doesn't mean I have to dislike that they went and got Dorrance Armstrong. You can have a guy. Everyone probably does. How could you not? You're a football fan. You watch a lot of college football. You probably, as a diehard fan listening to the radio every day, you're studying these guys best you can, like we are. Of course you're going to have a proclivity, a favorite. But if they don't get Huff, it doesn't mean you got to be mad that they got Armstrong necessarily.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.